KQED.
Hey, Mike.
Let's just check your saw real quick, and then we'll get everyone on.
It's safe to say this was the first time that the engineer at the Belvedere Community Concerts in the Park had been asked to do a sound check on a musical saw. And a banjolele, and an accordion, and a flamenco guitar, and a Japanese shamisen, all in the same group. These are a few of the instruments that the Fish Tank Ensemble uses to deliver the style that Ursula Knudsen tried to describe in 10 words or less.
Cross-pollinated gypsy music.
It isn't all gypsy music. There's klezmer, Japanese, Swedish, and American pop tunes of the 1920s mixed in. But guitarist Doug Smolin says the fast pace and energy typical of gypsy music is the common thread.
Basically, we all have different specialties in, you know, different folk and gypsy traditions. And because they're all rooted in, you know, similar music, it works for us to play all these different, you know, kinds of music together.
This is no novelty act. The six musicians are classically trained and technically proficient. But for sure, there's a lot that's novel about Fish Tank Ensemble. Bassist Djordje Stjepović grew up in Serbia listening to American rockabilly. Aaron Seaman is also known for his covers of Dead Kennedys hits arranged for solo accordion. And Mike Penny is one of the few Americans to win competitions in Japan for playing the traditional tsuguru shamisen.
It's sort of reminiscent of the cymbalum, the hammer dulcimer of the Balkan and a lot of Balkan gypsy music. So the texture works, definitely, within the context of the group.
And then there's Fabrice Martinez, a young Frenchman who makes you think that Django Reinhardt came back to life and picked up Stefan Grappelli's fiddle instead. Martinez spent a few years caravanning around Europe with a group of Roma musicians. After a chance meeting with Ursula Knudsen in Italy, he came to Oakland for a visit, and the Fish Tank Ensemble was born. Eventually, Knudsen and Martinez got married, and although the band members have never lived in the same city, at least they're all in the same country and state now. Half of the band lives in Northern California and the other half in Los Angeles.
We play a lot, even though we don't live in the same city. We drive up, my husband and I, this month, we will have driven up from L.A. to San Francisco on three separate occasions. And we also have a two-year-old, so yeah, it takes a lot of will to do this, yeah.
They compose many of their own tunes and arrange others. Almost anything can be turned into gypsy music if you try hard enough, even Mozart.
The Turkish March, our original shamisen player, Kevin, suggested we do it. He was just fooling around. We had wanted to do a classical song, but we didn't really know how we could take a classical song and adapt it to our repertoire and still put like a gypsy kind of beat to it and stuff. And then as soon as he started playing, I remember it happened instantly. As soon as he started playing the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it just has that natural mcha mcha gypsy feel.
They're touring the West this summer and have put out two CDs, but it's not clear to the members of Fish Tank Ensemble whether commercial success is in their future. But as Ursula Knudsen pointed out, at a moment when musical genres are blurring, the time may be right for a cross-pollinated gypsy band. For the California Report, I'm Nina Thorson.